Welcome back to another episode of We Are Challenged. Liz and I are here to discuss the most recent episode, which I believe is the seventh or eighth. Eighth?
Eighth.
Eighth?
It feels like it's been so many more. I feel
I
like I've been
know.
living this dreamy existence with this show. I feel like it's been longer.
And, of course, it starts off where we left off last week with, after a to be continued, we get to find out who CT and DM picked to face Ty and Emily to go into the dome.
Right.
What did you think about their choice?
I think we both, I mean, I think I predicted it when it was going to happen. I wasn't shocked. I thought that they were going to choose that way, but that's later on in the episode, isn't it? Am I getting confused?
No, this is I'm talking about the Paula Dunbar.
Oh, right. Sorry. I was so, you know what? The reason that I'm thinking it that way is because I was so, I loved the second challenge so much. But yes, sorry. So let's go back to the beginning, of course. And that particular challenge, was I surprised? I don't know. Was that what I predicted last week?
I can't even remember because this whole putting off having domes at the beginning of the episodes and it's just throwing me
That's what
for
it is. That's why I'm confused.
yeah,
It's
it's
not because I'm intoxicated. It is because they changed the format around a little bit on me. So I was a bit confused. But I mean, I think that we all knew that at the very least, Emily and Ty are a team to be fearful of. It was a good matchup, but I think that everybody kind of thought that they might win. Did you?
Oh yeah, I figured Ty and Emily were going to win against Paul and Dunbar. It obviously depended on the type of challenge, but I did enjoy how TJ
Yeah.
told DM that it was the worst move of all time.
He told both of them. It
Both of them,
wasn't
yeah.
him, right? That was
But
a weird part. Like
it was a weird part.
he usually doesn't become involved in the actual, he doesn't comment like that much. So that must have been something that really he thought was a really stupid move. Do you think it was?
Well, in the end, it doesn't really matter because of what
Exactly.
happened later in the episode, but it was probably well, the thing is, though, it seems like it's a good idea to get rid of a Johnny and Camilla or to get rid of a Mark and Robin. But as once Paula and Dunbar did lose, Paula was very upset because she was kind of banking on her marathoning skills to do well in the final challenge. And that is an interesting concept where, like, maybe Paula would have been really good in the final challenge because of her endurance. So maybe getting rid of her is actually a good play.
Right.
Whereas, like,
Okay.
Camilla and Robin, might not do as well in the final challenge.
Well, I think that was their excuse for
Yeah.
choosing that way, right? That they were actually kind of fearful of. I don't know. I mean, no matter what, it was a good matchup. Like, I mean, even though Emily and Ty are quite strong, Paula and Dunbar are strong in their own ways. Like you just said, Paula has the endurance factor. Dunbar is just a big, massive guy. So they didn't know what challenge they were going into, but it
No.
just so happened that it was a decent one where they were actually matched kind of equally.
Yeah, they're both very close. Like there was hall pass where they had to basically. I feel like we've seen similar type challenges,
Yeah.
but I was surprised in the lack of physicality in
Yeah.
this dome.
It
They've
gets very
both,
physical.
yeah, they both kind of avoided, like both the men and the women kind of. They only really hit each other on the last go round. I was surprised Emily just didn't, try to
I'm into, yeah, Paula.
throw Paula around, but I guess she realized she was in the lead, so she didn't need to.
Which is weird because there was even a part where Emily was saying that she was waiting for Paula to run into her and take a hit on her. And I was thinking to myself, Emily should be the one who's dominating this and pushing herself into Paula, right? Like she seems like the type in rugby that would like
Yeah.
slam into you and kill you.
But I think because I think it made more sense for the person who was behind to go for the hit because if you're ahead, you could just keep running and hope try to dodge away and keep the lead. So maybe she because she knew she was in the lead, she thought Paula might try to do something, but
Mm-hmm.
There's no way Paula could have done anything, and sadly, Paula goes home, and
Right. And
I feel like Paula really redeemed herself this season. After,
definitely.
I really like Paula this season. I didn't like her so much last season.
I agree, and I think when they exited the show, it was similar to everyone else's exit so far. It was just this, it's this very weird vibe that's going on in this particular season of just being really kind of gracious about everything. And Dunbar was even, he was really pissed when he lost. You could tell
he was
that kind of like jock mentality of like, you know, that competitive side of him was kind of, you know, shot down, and he felt pissed. But he said some nice things about Paula, and he said, you know, I wouldn't have been here without her. And it's true. I mean, like, he wouldn't have been invited because, you know, there's no other, I don't know if he'd had any other romantic. Oh no, he
I feel
had.
Like he has, yeah.
But anyways, but she really was like, you know,
she's the reason why he got.
Yeah.
She's the star of the couple.
Yeah, exactly. No, she is. She got picked for a reason because she's kind of a star of the challenge. And anyways, but he made a nice exit, and he said good things about her, and she said good things about him. And it's this very kind of lighthearted, airy fairy feeling on this show, wouldn't you say? Like, everyone seems really happy and nice.
It definitely isn't cutthroat.
No.
I don't mean that as for the season. I just mean in the word sense, the actual verb. But like, it's not a cut. It's
much more supportive. Even in the challenges, people are rooting. They're most people, even if there is some sort of rivalry, are rooting each other on. I don't know, this came up in the next challenge too. I was watching, everybody was kind of supportive of each other.
Well, except for CT seemed to be laughing a lot, which I would totally be doing.
I'm going to throw it out there and say that because Wes isn't in this season is one of the reasons why there isn't as much animosity.
You mean Wes got exited early in the season?
Yeah, and I think that's what I mean. Sorry. Yeah. He, and like, technically he really hasn't been, because he was so early off. I meant like he's just not been
season. I think the key is all the alpha males, and by alpha males I mean Johnny, Mark, and CT have got along.
Yeah.
And the only alpha male who wouldn't have got along with them, Wes, was gone in the second week or third week.
So it's just been and I kind of like it. I don't know. Maybe I'm like a sucker for guys being nice to guys, but there's just seems to be more support. But anyways, so they were out. Paula and Dunbar were out, and then what happened? What was the next plot line in the show?
The one thing this is a little aside, if you will. They get the right away. There wasn't really much plot in the sense it was challenge. It was kind of very challenge heavy, like very action.
Yeah.
But the when they get the message from TJ for the next challenge, it referred to blowing and, you know, and Johnny makes a blowjob joke,
mm-hmm.
Saying that if Dustin was still in the house, he would have won this one hands down.
I didn't hear that. I missed that. I don't know what I was thinking. That's hilarious. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And then so we go to this challenge.
But wait, even before that, so to interrupt, isn't there a little moment with CT and Diem?
There was a lot of moments with CT and Diem.
Where they're just...
They had like a little dinner, which was nice, I guess. And oh, yeah, there was also the Robin intervention.
I want to comment about that. Before we head to the challenge, I don't know if you want to talk about that, but I really wanted to talk about... I found that really interesting, that moment. So just to recap, it was like 3 minutes or 5 minutes of talking about, the whole house is kind of talking about how Robin has not been really a character in this season. She's been trying to like lay low, and the only thing she's been there for is to win the challenge. And it was really funny to me, not funny, but kind of bizarre and really fascinating to see Emily in particular kind of like nudging Robin and being like, you need to create more of a character around yourself, because she was basically saying, in other words, this is a reality show, and if you don't, you know, create something around you, create some drama, then like you're just going to get forgotten. And It was a really weird moment of reality TV seeping into the plot line.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they tried to play it off as them confronting Robin about the fact that she's not engaging.
Yeah, and she's not. She's not.
With the housemates. But, you know, Robin, I guess she's very scarred from her past experiences, which, you know, I guess I could understand that. You know, she's been her 9th challenge, I think she said. And, but, you know, she's just focused on winning for her baby, which is nice, but...
But if we all were focused on that in that reality challenge, it would be very dull.
Well, and also the problem with her strategy is that, I mean, it works because Mark's so likable. But if she didn't have a partner in this scenario, she would have been gone right away because everyone would be like, well, yeah. Why do I want to keep her? I'd rather hang out with, you know, crazy Jasmine, you know?
Agree. She definitely can't get by on just the child thing, although it's like it draws sympathy. But I felt it was almost, in a way, it's what I could see is the producers whispering in Emily's ear to tell her to, you know, start doing something. Because yeah. I think maybe this kind of gave away to me, I'm going to predict a crazy, crazy thing here, Matt.
Okay.
This kind of gave away to me that Mark and Robin might win it because they're really to have something like that happen was a really weird moment of what I thought was the producers kind of intervening and being like, we got to have some Robin plot lines.
Otherwise, if she wins, there's nothing to talk about.
Exactly. And I don't think they would have shown that if they lost.
I mean, if they go out next week, then they can just ignore them. And
yeah, you have no sympathy towards them. It doesn't really matter. But with this kind of extra weird storyline about how she's keeping things quiet just because she wants to support her kid. And I think I'm going to throw it out there that they gave away in this episode that they win the whole thing.
Well, we will see soon enough because
we will.
We go to the tarmac.
Yes, yes, I ranted a bit there.
No, that's okay. We just, you know, we end up on this tarmac and we see a jet, mm-hmm. which looks like a commuter jet, if you will.
And what TJ, an amazing challenge, right?
Yeah, TJ comes out looking all pimpin'.
Yeah.
I think it was called Feel the Burn, I wrote down, which is I feel like, you know, they've done these things on Jackass where they rev the jet engine. You have to run through the jet, I guess it's not the jet stream, but the
something like
the
that.
Exhaust, the jet exhaust, I think, is the...
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to basically, you know, the challenge is you have to run from one side of the jet to the other through the jet exhaust, pick up a bunch of crap, which turns into some sort of picnic, carry it back through the jet exhaust, and then place it over.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the idea for this challenge?
Amazing. I loved it. I love this challenge. It was so physical and sort of kind of, I don't know, unique. The picnic thing is just an additional, like, that's just silly. And the whole, like, creating a picnic table with guests and whatever, like, TJ was saying it, and he could tell he was just like, this is so stupid. But it clearly, and I mean, like, it's given away by a few things, like Mark saying that it felt like a final. Like, clearly this was really, really hard.
Yeah. Well, I remember when TJ said there was a 20-minute time limit, I thought to myself, no one's going to finish. Like, I just thought this is like, it's just not going to happen, you know, because sorry, I didn't even add on after you finish the picnic, you have to run back and
go into the jet.
You have to go into the jet exhaust and basically run into it with a parachute.
And I hate saying these things because I don't want to kind of destroy the dream and fantasy of reality TV, but I kind of feel like some of them didn't do it in 20 minutes. I mean,
well, either way, some people, you know, they allowed them to, you know, they allowed them to finish. You know, people did finish in some sort of time. I feel like they would have had to keep a clock on them because they did stop. The first two teams that went with Johnny and Camilla and Mark and Robin, neither of them finished.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't initially clear as to who got further. I assumed that Mark and Robin got further because it seemed like they were a little more confident, but they didn't, you know, it was kind of hard to tell. Camilla got blown around like a rag doll. And
That was funny.
it was funny, and then Camilla starts whining because they had to go first, and
They
I
spent
was.
a really long segment
They
on
did.
Johnny and Camilla in that. Like they took up like almost half of the time. And I want to say that this kind of, what would you say, strategy that CT and DM came up with in terms of putting Johnny and Camilla in first, it really is testament to the fact that you always put the person that you want to potentially lose in first because
Yes.
they have nothing to compete against. They didn't quite know how to do it properly, and they really sucked. Like I
They
sucked
did.
is a stupid way of putting it because they tried their best, but they really didn't think of it. And you saw that in advance. They didn't know what they were going to do. They just went into
No, and
it.
they weren't, and they didn't, the other thing they didn't do is they didn't adjust on the fly very well. Like the one thing I was confused about is Johnny kept carrying all these small little
And she
plastic
kept bringing
chairs.
huge
And
things.
she kept bringing the big things, and I'm like, I don't know if that, I don't know whose fault that is, but
I think it was just not, she just wasn't thinking. I think
yeah.
if I had been in her position, I would have done the same thing. I would have thought, let's do the big things first and just get those over with when I still have some energy, and bring them over. But they kept flying so far away. But I think what ended up maybe you noticed the same thing, but what ended up being kind of the general strategy for everyone else who went is to lay low on the ground.
Yes.
So everyone kind of crawled after
And that
that
was that's
first
it's that
filler
seemed to
with
be
pet.
Robin's initial idea, because she was so afraid of getting thrown around like Camilla that she decided to crawl, and it
Which
worked
is a
pretty
good idea.
effectively. The only thing that worked against Mark and Robin is that they might have gone a little bit too slow, I guess. Like they might have been too cautious after seeing the Camilla get tossed around so badly.
I just want, and I mean, if we're on to Mark and Robin, something that I texted you about because I thought it was really funny was that moment. And it was just such a perfect Robin moment is that Mark and Robin are standing there, and Robin says, you know, this is like what it would be like to be in a hurricane. And she's like, and I'm thinking of all the victims of like Hurricane Katrina. And she starts crying. And Mark is like, are you serious? Is this happening right now? It was such a perfect moment between the two of them. And Robin's just like, I don't know. I just, there's, she's so emotional and he's so funny. They work well together, even though they fight. But yeah, they were supportive of each other throughout the whole thing too, which makes me like Mark more. But then on to the other contestants. Who was in the third?
That was Ty and Emily. They did very well. They finished. They seemed to be going on a good pace. They, you know, they. And the thing is with Emily is she's so strong, she can kind of do a little bit more than most of the other girls. And so I thought that was, I thought they had it locked up, but here comes CT and DM, and they just. I mean, the thing is with CT and DM, I feel like they watched the other teams and they had a strategy down pat, and they really. You know, they worked well together and they knew exactly what they wanted to do. So there was, they just didn't make a mistake. I feel like that was the key. They
That
just,
was
you know.
because the weird thing about it is that I think DM and Camilla are the same body type. They're very
Yeah.
kind of petite and they're the type to get just blown away, like literally by the gust of wind. And I was expecting DM to get blown away, but because she'd seen the other contestants, she knew what to do and she crawled. And they were saying CT just kind of like, oh, and I also loved, I want to point out, I love Johnny's quote about CT, how this is like a daily thing for him. He's like,
Yeah,
I'll
he's
walk
like,
through a jet stream of air, whatever.
yeah,
It's like something he
just,
does every
there's a
morning.
wall, I'll run through
Yeah,
it.
I love it. I'll put my head through it. Why not? But yeah, it was fun. The whole thing was really, really fun. And then, of course, in the end, who emerged triumphant? But
CT and DM.
yes. And I loved it. I loved how they reacted. And I want to say to all the girls out there who are watching, the moment that he took off his shirt after the contest was over and he was standing there with DM and they were both just like ecstatic about winning. Oh my God, he looked good. You can agree, you can disagree, but I'm gonna say that
I didn't even, I don't remember him taking off his shirt. I was probably looking at DM, so.
for no reason whatsoever, he just decided to take his shirt off and wave the jersey at the camera, and it said CT. But they were so cute, and they were so happy and giddy that they won, and they were just hugging. I don't know. It was a good moment. But I think it was the best for them because, like you said before, had it gone the other way, TJ would have been right, and that would have been a really stupid decision. But because of they won, they didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, sure. And I feel like even if Ty and Emily had won, I feel like CT and DM probably would have been safe as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we would have ended up with the same dome matchup, which we still have yet to see, but we're going to, I assume, see early in the next episode will be Johnny and Camilla versus Mark and Robin. What did you think about the lobbying from Mark and Robin and Ty and Emily?
Well, it was painful. and of course, like, it had to be. They had to both kind of argue for their lives. This is the last kind of chance that they have to get into the final. And I expected that from both of them. But the thing that I found really uncomfortable, and like, you can agree or disagree, is Ty bringing the cancer card out with DM and just saying, you know, you're
a winner.
Strong. You're a winner. Yeah, we're winners too. Come on. And you know what? And this is something actually that we came up earlier in the episode and we didn't really talk about, is that Paula started really to audibly catch on to how conniving Ty is, because he was saying, you know, what does a guy got to do to get with you? I love you, blah, 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 earlier on in this episode. And he was starting to pick up on those clues she was starting to be like, all right, like she said something along the lines of, I know I'm not worth that or the money or whatever. Like it's all just obviously a ploy to get closer to me. And she started recognizing it. Ty is full of crap. Right? Like, that was stupid.
It was stupid. Robin played the kid card, which annoyed me.
She had to bring that out,
I guess. I mean.
I liked... what I really liked about this episode... Actually, I thought it was a really, like, great episode overall. But that Mark kind of played the whole... What did he play? Because CT basically in the end said Mark gets away with, like, he didn't accept it. That's what I really liked about it, is that Mark made his case to CT.
Yeah.
Just kind of a wine fest. And then CT said, you know, he said to his face, it wasn't in an interview, he said, you know, the thing is, you don't ever need to really do anything. You guys haven't really shown anything. Like, you. Yeah. And while Ty and Emily consistently have gone into the dome and played.
Well, Mark, hard. I mean, it gets pointed out, Mark has never been in an elimination round in his 17 years. I don't know how many seasons he's been on, but that's crazy. Like,
he gets on charm.
So, I mean, I just, that with the minute I heard that, I thought, if he loses in the elimination challenge, this is going to be his first 0-1, you know, like, that's a horrible way to go out.
Yeah, and it is his, well, I mean, everybody says this, and I think he's being serious, is that this is his last challenge ever. So, I don't know. But I liked that CT kind of called him out on, or kind of took that into consideration, because if it had been the other way around, I don't know. Like, if it had been Ty and Emily, and they could have easily thrown them in and just kind of said, you know, again, you're a tough team, we want you out, then it would have just let Mark off the hook again. Like, yeah. He came in here for a reason. I want to see him fight, and I want to see him fight against
John. I think I've said this before, but I feel like to get to the finals, each person, I mean, I reminded me of the one episode, I think was it the island, where they had to have a key.
Mm-hmm.
So to get a key, you had to win an elimination challenge, yeah, to even get to the finals. And I kind of like that idea, because it forces people to push themselves and not just sit back.
Yeah, totally. And Mark and Robin have sort of, in one way or another, been sitting back, right?
Sorry.
Bless you. But they have been, I mean, they have been kind of riding on the coattails of Mark's
trip. No, I believe they won an early, early challenge. I think it was the first week, and they haven't, I mean, maybe they've been close, but they really haven't been, a dominating or even a top team, really, physically. So, you know, they need to prove themselves, and they're going to have a tough battle. Like, we obviously don't know what the dome's going to be. The first six domes were a rotation of three, and then the seventh dome was a brand new one. So I'm curious to see what they do with this last dome.
Who the F knows? I think it'll be because these two competitors, and I'm speaking about the guys, are both – actually, no, the girls too. I mean, of course, Emily. Robin is pretty jacked. It's going to be very physical. Because the producers are going to choose something that isn't just like, you know, I don't think it'll be the jumping challenge, of course, like where you jump over those little.
Oh, no. I look back at like, I mean, Johnny pointed out, and I didn't think about this, but Johnny points out how he seems to always get thrown into the last challenge.
That's true. He does.
And like last season, him and Tyler pulled off the big upset, taking out CT and Adam. Before going on to winning the whole thing. So I think Johnny might have some weird confidence because of his experiences.
Yeah.
But that was an insane challenge, so I'm hoping it's just as good as that one.
I think it will be. If next week is anything like this week, I think it'll be a good one. And I like there's something even better, in my opinion, about them all being friends and having to compete against each other, because there's something more genuine about it, and when they're all just kind of creating drama and being, you know, quasi enemies, it seems a bit contrived to me. But this is actual good friends out of the show having to compete for money, so they do have to show their stuff. And
well, it sounds weird, but like being a guy, like you do kind of get up facing your friends. Like if I was, you know, I don't play basketball anymore, but, you know, if you're playing one-on-one against a friend, you don't want to lose to your friend because you'll never hear the end of it. Whereas if you lose to, like, somebody that you're not really friends with, you can kind of shrug it off and whatever.
True.
So, I mean, like, it is kind of cool having, you know, if, like, you know, Johnny against a Mark, because, you know, if Mark beats Johnny, he's going to tease him about it for the next 10, 20, 30 years.
It's true.
And
you're
he's,
right.
You know, they're going to be 55 and Mark's going to say, hey, remember when I beat you?
Yeah. And you know that like Johnny looks up to Mark. You know, it's that kind of dynamic and he doesn't want to lose. And yet Mark doesn't want to lose because he doesn't want to. He came all this way and he's been kind of showing off his guns the whole time. And we can all, you know, remember the part in this episode where they
stripped out of their skivvies.
Let me ask you something about that, actually. Seeing that happen, and just to remind, it was just a moment when Johnny had been thrown into, oh, sorry, Mark and Robin had been thrown into the final and against Johnny and Camilla.
Yeah.
And so they said in true fighters, you know, stop, like, let's show our muscles or whatever. And so they both did. What did you think? Who had the better body? Who looked more intimidating? And I'll tell you what I thought.
I think Mark has the better body.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Johnny looks more intimidating. I know it sounds weird.
That's exactly how I feel.
Like Mark has an amazing body. This is, you know, this sounds horrible. This sounds weird saying this, but he does. He's like, he's in perfect physical shape. But
you can tell there's no fat on him whatsoever.
Yeah, but Johnny, like he's... You know, there's something about him. He just, you know, he looks like he, you know, maybe it's the tattoos, maybe it's just the dark hair, and he's kind of got the, you know, he looks like scarier. He could do some. He looks a little scarier, you know.
Totally agree. And it was funny because I knew it was about to happen. I knew that they were preparing for that. But then when they were flexing, I thought, my God, Johnny's bigger, and like, but like what you say is true. Mark is fitter, like you can tell he's just like a perfect male specimen, but Johnny is bigger. There's something about him that's just almost like steroid, like his muscles are a little bit more,
yeah, like Johnny's the, it's like Mark's like the Statue of David,
yes!
Whereas like Johnny's the gladiator who's actually in the arena fighting and fighting people.
You gotta tweet that. It's true. You're right. He's kind of like a perfect like model versus like an actual fighter.
Yeah.
But then it makes it interesting, like who is gonna win. I'm gonna say, like I just called out, I think that Mark and Robin are gonna be the eventual winners, but of course we can't discount Ty and Emily because they're in the final as well. What do you think is gonna happen?
I think Johnny and Camilla are gonna win the dome. And I think CT and DM are gonna win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I have this weird feeling that Ty and Emily are gonna choke.
I do too.
I don't know, because they always seem to finish second. Like they're always finishing second.
I agree.
You know?
Agree.
And I think Camilla is going to be overwhelmed by the final challenge. She seems to get flustered very easily. And if they're out in the cold, she's Brazilian, they're going to be in Iceland. You know, I could see her just getting very frustrated if they're, you know, if they fall behind. I don't, like, you know, she's a strong girl, but I just think she gets frustrated and flustered. And you know, if they're not in the lead, I could see her just, you know, kind of losing heart early.
Okay. So you are calling out an early who to win then?
Yeah, CT and DM, I think, are going to win. I don't think it's going to be that close, to be honest.
Okay.
I think it'll be close until, like, I feel like it'll be close between them and Ty and Emily, but then Ty and Emily will, something's going to happen. I just feel like they always seem to make one mistake, and that's, like, they're going to choke, they're going to do something, they're going to start fighting, and CT and DM are just going to cruise by them, and, you know.
Okay. So you're going to make that prediction. If that's right, whoever wins, because I'm going to say my reasoning next for why I think the person who's going to win is going to win.
Okay.
If you win, I'm going to buy you a six pack and we're going to do the reunion show podcast.
Okay.
I'll provide the alcohol.
That sounds like a
good
plan.
The other way around, if I win, you provide the alcohol for the reunion podcast. So what I think is going to happen, again, I'm going to repeat, I think Mark and Robin are going to win. Here's my rationale for why CT and DM aren't going to win. Okay, this sucks because it's more of like a tangible outside of the show thing. But you and I must admit, Twitter has become a big part of the show. Yes or no?
Yes.
CT is a non-existent Twitterer. He doesn't do any sort of social media stuff. I feel like if he was the winner of this challenge, the producers would have kind of forced him to be more active on social media. He doesn't do any of the after shows. He's not really involved in the show whatsoever. Whereas our friend Mark is all over it. Like, he has become something of a hero outside of the show. Even he's become more famous, in my opinion, from what he's been doing outside of the show during the show than on the show itself. As for Emily and Ty, I totally agree. There's something about them that I feel like is always a second. It comes in second. I don't know what it is. I think one of the reasons maybe is that they've had to physically exert themselves throughout this entire season. They must be tired by now.
Yeah.
No doubt. I just don't see them winning the whole thing. I just can't. It's like you. There's something about them. I don't see them being the victors of the whole series or the whole season. And then who am I leaving out? Who is the other couple? Oh, yeah.
Johnny Kimmel.
My reasoning behind them, and I'm going to stand firm on this, is that Johnny is always a winner in these challenges. He always comes out in the end with the money. It's time that he doesn't. It's time that he loses. I mean, even if he has lost a couple of times along the way, it's getting old. I see them playing up the fact that even if Johnny lost, they'd still leave happy because they're, you know, in love or whatever. They are having a great time together. So what do you think of that? I think solid rationale for everybody else, but I don't know. You think differently?
Well, it's tough because we don't know who the three teams are. That's the thing. Like, it's
true. That's obviously going to determine.
I mean, Johnny and Camilla, are tough. Mark and Robin, again, like, they could do really well. But the thing is, we've had hints about what the final challenge is, but not enough to be able to guess. Not enough to be able to say, so this team's going to dominate because of X, Y, Z. We don't know if there's kayaking involved or if there's mountain climbing or.
We only know that there's a horse. All right, sorry, a horse. A snow dog type situation.
Which, yeah, I don't really think anyone has an advantage
there. No, no one does. You're right. No one's gonna prepare themselves for that kind of challenge. But I'm excited. I think that it'll be fun to see them all get thrown into an environment that they're probably no one is expecting, because I don't know if they've ever done a cold challenge. Have we?
Yes, talked they have. About this? Yes, they have. Remind me. Did one when Landon won, I think it was. What year was that? Was that Cutthroat? They had to climb a mountain. It was a ridiculous challenge. I remember that.
Well, they had to climb a mountain last challenge, but it wasn't snowy. They just had to climb a mountain.
I remember. No, this one was snowy. It was pure. It was. Because I remember a lot of the teams didn't even fit. I think it was Fresh Meat 2.
Okay.
Was this the one in... It was the one in Whistler. It was the one in BC. Oh,
yeah. Okay. The BC one. You're right.
Yeah. I remember because it was Landon and Carly won. And that was just an insane challenge. Like, that final challenge was crazy. Like, I just remember... It just, like, they just... Just climbing that was just, like... we're just looking up... Yeah, because Jen finished fourth and won nothing, and I don't think Jen even finished. Like, it was, they had to, like, helicopter them up to the mountain because it was just too much.
You're reminding me of last challenge.
Am I confused? No, this is a Fresh Meat 2. This was a couple ago.
Okay.
The Rivals challenge was very difficult too, because that was a 2-day challenge.
Yeah. And then
they couldn't sleep really, and they had to.
They were on a mountain in that challenge.
They were on a mountain in that one too, but it wasn't snowy. I don't think it might have been snow.
Where Jen gets, she's with a partner.
Oh, Jen also didn't finish that one either.
Yeah. They're all can every. It's all.
That was with yeah, Jen and Mandy.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. But we're going on a tangent.
Yes.
Who knows?
You know what I was thinking? We should see if we can get Mr. Merch Jaffer to maybe join us for our drinking / reunion recap.
I totally agree. I think he'd be an amazing third component. And he can have some of the alcohol. Maybe one bottle of.
He's a lightweight, don't worry.
Perfect.
Because the one thing I want to talk about, we're not going to talk about today, but if people want to email us in, I want to get on a discussion over what do we want from the next challenge.
Yeah.
And so I want to hear from people over Twitter and email. The email is wearechallenged@gmail.com, and the Twitter is @wearechallenged, all one word. Because, we've had a lot of different, challenges, and I like tweaking things. I think we can always, there's always room for improvement. And I think that's what I kind of want to talk about.
And they're kind of like in meetings right now to discuss what the next one is.
It's true. So, yeah. I mean, obviously I think they're probably filming The Real World right now.
Exactly. So that,
so they're
still in the works. So we still have time to influence their decisions. And I think social media is playing a part in influencing these decisions for these people. So I think if people write us or, we get the word out there, if there's an idea we have, why not send it out to them?
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm going to start thinking about that too. I've kind of said some ideas as to what I think it should be, but I got more swimming around, so maybe we'll save that till next week. Matt, do you know, is next week the last episode?
Next week is the last episode.
Okay, until the reunion, of course.
Until the reunion.
It's always a reunion.
And the shit they didn't show.
Right, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is next week 2 hours or 1 hour?
It looks like it's only going to be 1 hour, but I don't
think it would be two.
Yeah, I don't think it would be two either, but it's a shame. I wish it was two. I feel like they could easily do two.
Now, should we get our third co-host to be with us next week or at the reunion?
Well, because I think we'll have to do, I guess.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what.
We'll see if we want to do it. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what we need to talk about. I'll see when he's busy. He's a busy man too, so.
Of course. But yeah, okay. So, anyways, really like this episode. I'm really looking forward to next week. I will 100 billion percent be live tweeting during it. I wasn't this week, but I will 100% be there, booking the night off. I can't wait. And Matt will be, I probably at work at the time, but of course he'll be joining us right afterwards, and we'll do a podcast right after the show, I assume. And yeah, thank you guys for listening again. This is coming to a close. It's so sad.
It is, but you know, there's,
we'll keep going though.
We'll keep going. There's gonna be more challenge seasons. Maybe if we're feeling up for it, we might do a real world.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, maybe we won't do it weekly. Maybe we'll do it as we feel like it, because it might not be. It might. If it depends. If it's not a good season, we might not be inspired.
It's true. MTV, bring us a good season, and then we'll actually podcast about it. But the challenge is always good, and we love it. And so, yeah, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week for the final.
See you next week.